The Rays trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Orioles. No score in the second. Wilson Ramos at the dish, facing Chris Tillman with a man on.
Stretching out a 1-2 pitch. There's a drive hit high in the air, straightaway center. Jones moving back to the edge of the warning track, up against the wall, and it's gone. Home run. He's found his timing to straightaway center field. Wilson Ramos. It's his first homer as a Ray, and the Rays jump on top in Baltimore 2-0.
Working now in the sixth, and a fly ball to left. Dickerson's going to go to the wall. Gone. Rickard, who drove in the run with a double in the third, has tied the game in the sixth. 2-2.
And the 1-2 to Trumbo. Breaking ball ripped down the left field line. That's a base hit, and it's going to give Baltimore the lead. Jones scores. Trumbo, the RBI single. 3-2 Orioles.
Oh, they're going to balk. That's a balk call.
The 0-2. This one in the dirt. It's going to get away and over to third. Goes Borges.
The right-hander delivers. Swing, line drive, base hit, left field. The Rays have come all the way back to tie it in the ninth. Adany Echevarria is 4-for-4, and the Rays will not go quietly. We're all tied in the ninth inning.
As he rocks to a set, runners take their leads. The pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to center. Back at it, Adam Jones. Back to the wall. It is gone! A three-run home run for Steven Souza Jr. here in the 10th inning, and the Rays have taken the lead. It's 6-3.
The Rays snap a two-game skid coming from behind to defeat the Orioles 6-4 in 10 innings. Adany Echevarria goes 4-for-4 with an RBI. He's now hit safely in all four games since being acquired by the Rays. The Rays snap a two-game skid. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
What a win. This is a good group of guys. And, when Souza hit the home run, I know there was a lot leading up to that, but the home run, I was pretty special in the dugout. So good for him, good for us. Starting from the top, I think Jake threw the ball really, really well. The third inning was the only inning where I felt he was off, and it was just that he got ahead, and then he went to 3-2 on a couple guys, found a wave, a hit here, hit there, so he was outstanding. So we're really, really pleased with his performance. It was great to see Boxberger's performance to come out like that. Jumbo provided a huge boost for us, and then Colome there at the end. Offensively, kind of a quiet night. Wilson got the big home run. That was nice, but, it seems like every time we're in this ballpark, it comes down to late innings or extra innings. He doesn't force the situation. I think he went up there with O'Day with an approach and stuck to it. Now, it's great that he hit the home run, but just his overall approach, he wasn't going to get beat by anything away, kind of sold out to that and, stuck with it. But I think that's the difference from what we've seen maybe from last year or the year before. He's growing as a hitter with his mindset going up to the plate.
Steven Souza Jr. with the big three-run homer, his 15th of the season. He talked after the game.
Man, Darren O'Day is a great pitcher. I mean, he's done it for years, just getting people out. And I'm just trying to go up there and compete and try and get something good to hit. I worked the count to 3-2, and he just hung a slider. I tried to put the barrel on it, and it just kept going.
Okay, so that happened in the 10th inning for you guys to come back, win this one in the 10th. And then here at Camden Yards, the Orioles have been playing great at home. They own the third best record in the American League. How key was it to disrupt some of their momentum?
It was huge. I mean, in-division wins are big, especially with Echevarria coming up in the ninth and making that happen. That was so big for us. Man, he's been unbelievable. And to stop him here at home against, man, those three at the end are pretty good. It was remarkable.
Shane Peterson drew that key two-out walk in the ninth. He talked after.
Based off of Brock, I mean, he's the way he throws. Comes at an awkward angle, and I was just trying to see the ball deep. I knew I wasn't going to be able to try to do a ton of damage because that's how he gets you to chase. I've faced him before, and he's got me to chase. So I was really just trying to see it deep and put together a good at bat.
You get the two strikes at that point. I think you had three more pitches, just survival mode.
Yeah, just basically trying to keep the game alive, at that point. Like I said, even early in the count, I wasn't trying to do too much damage in there. I was just trying to make sure I got a good pitch and wasn't chasing the changeup, since that seems to be, at least when I face him, his out pitch.
Did you think he had you? I mean, it strike, looked like strike three there, and he couldn't handle it.
The couple of changeups he threw me some good ones. I was just basically trying to stay alive. The foul ball I had, the first 3-2, really wasn't sure I got a piece of it at first. Wasn't sure if catcher caught it, but luckily I did get just enough of it.
Up next, the series against the Orioles continues Saturday with Jake Odorizzi on the hill.